BlogTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready? No. You don't understand. I want to know. Are you ready?
For the thousands in attendance and for the millions not watching around the world, none of this is on television right now.
Let's get ready to suck it!
War Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Come hell or high water, I am giving you Monday Night Raw. I am giving you a show tonight.
Featuring the likes of Sue Rockin.
Hi,
Lindsay Ward.
All of you men are simply intimidated. But most of all, men are intimidated by the fact that I have bigger balls than every man in this arena.
And Mace.
And if anyone disagrees with me, I'll open a can of the ass with pump a mud pie, eat some low-fat frozen yogurt, and back the bottom line.
Interact with us live during the show and give us your takes on what your thoughts on Monday Night Raw.
I have received an email. The Raw General Manager says, and I quote,
now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Jane has got two words for you. Drop it.
He's a man.
Show live right
here. I love that atrocious music.
Live right here on the World Talk Radio Network, presented by PWMania.com and MemLanePromo.com. Visit MemLanePromo.com right now. You can purchase an RVD, Mr. Anderson, or a Kurt Angle autograph for only $8 when you use the promo code ROCKSOCK at checkout. This is the Raw Post.
I like them on Facebook.
Did you?
Yeah, they have a Facebook page. Like them on Facebook.
Like them on Facebook, follow them on the Twitter.
Do they have a Twitter?
Yeah, at Memorabilia.
I will totally follow them on
Twitter. Again, joined by... If you didn't know that by now. And, of course, always joined by Lindsay Ward.
Hello.
And taking another sick day, the one, the only, Mace.
2 Mondays in a row.
Try, like, out of the last 2 weeks, so I've had about 6.
Nice. He's been totally going to fire you.
Oh, totally.
He's never there anymore.
That's awesome. Speaking of which, my Twitter handle's going to end up changing by the time I figure out my work name. It's really going to fuck Alan up. He's going to have to try and memorize it for like 6 months before he gets it right.
And even then, still fucks up on the game.
He just got used to @spug_guy, and that's been that way for, what, a year and a half?
Yes. Every week, is it still spug_guy? Has it changed?
No, has it changed from last week?
Is it Kilted Wiseman? No.
Yeah, it hasn't been that way in like a year and a half, dude. Bless his heart.
Oh, boy, it's going to be one of those nights. I'm glad you're all listening here live on All Talk Radio Network, because we're going to have some fun.
I have a feeling I'm going to be the only one defending this show.
No.
Like, I might as well just call up Jed right now and just get into an argument with him now over it.
Playing the part of Jed tonight is Mace.
No.
Darn.
I'm sorry, I can't get my IQ that low.
Dude!
Wow!
What? Sorry, did I say that out loud?
Wow, massive Q taking a shot at Jed. Wow.
See, that's a good thing. I've always got somebody else to take the blame for me.
So we open up Monday Night Raw tonight with, of course, Vince McMahon. Because you have to have... It can't be a big Raw show without Vince. He comes down, talks about what's happening up on the show tonight. Out came the Big Show, and he's, you know... He wants to talk about the travesty that occurred on SmackDown, how he lost the World Heavyweight title to Alberto Del Rio.
Fantastic.
That was a fantastic match. And a fantastic finish.
It was smart.
It was. I'm with you. I don't know if Mace has seen it. Have you?
Seen what?
The finish of SmackDown.
That would be where Alberto Del Rio won the title?
Yes, what do you think of the finish?
Yeah.
That was good.
What do you think, Lindsay?
I liked it. I thought it was it's a good move. It's a smart move.
Throughout this promo, Vince kept having Big Show call him Mr. McMahon, not Vince, which I thought...
Sir.
Sir. Which I sir. Thought...
which was apparently sir. Someone forgot the safety word at the back.
Talked him up about the travesty and yada, yada, yada. Out came Alberto Del Rio and basically challenged Big Show to fight tonight. And, well, Big Show said no. He wants to do it at the Royal Rumble. But Alberto Del Rio came with a gift. And, well, Big Show basically said, if that's water, Ricardo, you better run, because I'm going to kill you. It wasn't water, however.
I will break your spine in half.
I will break your spine in half. Basically, he, well, threw confetti on him. And that gave Big Show mad. They got to it, and that's how this segment ended.
I really would have liked to have seen Big Show go all Bane on Ricardo and go, I must break you.
What did everyone think?
It was a nice opening segment. I liked that they carried it over.
Okay.
Sorry, my favorite segment of the night is on. Okay, it's off. We're good.
You're good now?
Well, except now my boo is coming out, so.
Your boo?
Wait, what?
We're going to get there.
You know what? Never mind.
You don't know who her... Anyway.
I know who her boo is. I was just, you know... I was
don't ask questions. Just move on.
Speaking of another boo, Wade Barrett takes on Randy Orton. Thoughts?
It was good.
I was one surprised by the finish. That it was actually a clean finish for Wade Barrett over Randy Orton. I was surprised.
I'll argue with you there, because Wade, I would say out of the last month and a half's worth of matches, I would say maybe three quarters of them have been clean finishes for Barrett.
Yeah, I'm not arguing about them being clean for Barrett. I'm just surprised he won clean over Orton, because it seems usually it's the other way around.
Well, as far as I knew, like what I've read, mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm dropping insider knowledge, you know, that thing called show prep that we should all do. Bag. As far as I've read and things, that they've really kind of soured on Orton, and that, you know, his once enviable position in the company is not so high anymore. Like, when Arn Anderson is not high on you anymore, you know what I mean?
Right.
And, like, Arn was the guy that saved his job in the first place. Mm-hmm. So if you can't keep your head out of your ass and not screw up and not get busted for stuff, then there's... But I think having, you know, somebody like Barrett, who's coming up, go clean over Orton, is sending a message, you know, to some guys in the back end to Orton. I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing. There are several people who've gone over Triple H clean in his career, especially the latter stages of his career. And he's the one that's put him over clean. Like, it's been his call.
Right.
Yeah, but to be fair, Orton isn't Triple H. And, I mean, honestly, it's not a surprise Barrett went over clean. I think he's now getting the push that he would have gotten last year had he not fucked his elbow up, something awful.
That's a good point.
No, I'll give you that. Like, he's not Triple H, but my point being, is that that Barrett going over clean shouldn't really be a surprise.
It was more that actually he won, because I was expecting Randy Orton, because it seems like the pattern's been Randy Orton's been winning.
And they brought it up during the Orton match, because he's involved with it. The Cesaro thing, how Cesaro says, no American has beaten me for the
title.
The United States Championship. Mm-hmm. And it's true. No one has, and which is why I don't think an American will. I think it's a swerve, and you're going to have him versus Barrett or somebody. Or him versus Kofi. Because Kofi is technically not an American. He's from West Ghana, Africa. After he was from Jamaica. And then he was from New Jersey for a little bit.
Was he from New Jersey? When did they make him from New Jersey?
He was from Ghana to begin with, mm-hmm. right? And then they made him from Jamaica. And then he went back to being from Ghana. But in that stretch between Jamaica and Ghana, for like three shows, they announced him from Jersey.
Okay, I don't remember that. But okay, I believe you.
They did.
Okay.
By the way, the same person who made Kofi Stormtrooper gear is going to make my new Butcher singlet.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
As we mentioned, Wade Barrett beat Randy Orton. We go backstage. It's Booker T and Teddy Long talking with Eve. Eve is trying to do whatever she can to get out of defending her title night against Caitlyn, and they made the match. Basically, no. If Eve gets counted out or disqualified, she is stripped, and the belt goes to Caitlyn. Pretty much setting up what's going to happen later on the show, but in the moment Lindsay has been waiting for all weekend long, we get the return of Dr. Shelby.
Damn right.
Was there a squee in the ward house?
There was a big squee in the ward house. Dude, when they said Dr. Shelby was going to be there last Monday, I was like, holy fuck, this is going to be good.
Wait, is it the ward house or the ward apartment?
Ward house.
Okay.
And here we go.
I don't get it. I just don't get it. I don't know why they felt like we needed a follow-up anger management evaluation. But let's face it, neither of us wants to be here.
Agreed. So what's your point?
My point is, we lie. Whenever Dr. Shelby asks us, we tell him what he wants to hear. Because the sooner we get out of here, the better. Deal?
Deal.
Look at that. My two star pupils shaking hands without any prompting. I'm so proud of you two. Who wants a group hug?
We do.
Let's have a seat, gentlemen.
So, clearly we've beaten this anger problem.
So can we go now?
In just a minute. I just have one follow-up question for each of you regarding your past anger issues, okay? It's just a formality. Daniel, we'll start with you. What is your favorite part about Cain?
I like that he's tall.
Good.
I like that he can set things on fire by lowering his arms somehow. And he's quite a good dancer.
Oh. Well, that's great. And Cain, what do you think the best part about Daniel is?
In the ring, he is very agile. And he's got a great beard. And he's not afraid to admit that sometimes he wears women's clothing.
Okay. Very good. Okay. You two have made great progress, and you are free to go. I just want to try one more thing here. Kristen, can you send them in? Okay, thank you.
Wait, send who in? What?
Just what
You said we were free to go. Yeah,
I have one more surprise for you.
Okay. Oh, what are they doing here?
Easy. He asked.
Now, gentlemen, I asked Damien and Cody to be here to help with something. They are going to cause a trigger for your anger, and we're going to see how you deal with it, okay? This is called exposure therapy. So
actually, that is closer to systematic desensitization, a technique made famous by the Russian psychologist Ivan Pavlov. You're welcome.
Okay. Thank you for that. This is how it works, all right? Daniel, Cain, Damien and Cody are going to purposely antagonize you, and when you start to feel those angry feelings, what I'd like you to do is let them wash away, and then just find your happy place, okay?
Happy place?
Happy place?
What kind of quack pop psychology is this?
Okay, it's not...
Sigmund Freud would never have to create a state of artificial contentment.
Artificial contentment, look. Write it down.
No, look, I ask you to be here to help Cain and Daniel, not to critique me, okay?
So... Well, if you wanted us to help you, then maybe you should have a rudimentary understanding of what it is you're trying to accomplish.
Oh, I know what it is I'm trying to accomplish.
Do you?
I do.
Because judging by the way these two act, I don't know what the bigger failure is. Them as a team, or you as a therapist.
Did you even graduate from an accredited institution? Where did you get your medical degree from? Dare I say this? These two would be better served receiving advice from Dr. Phil than from
Dr.
you.
Phil?
Yes.
Dr. Phil? Dr. Phil? You know what? Get him! Get them!
Oh, no! Yeah. Now that's what I call a happy place! Yes! 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 Yes!
Dr. Shelby done lost his shit, and it was awesome.
Where to begin?
I have I know it's Monday, but I already have a
tweet of the week.
A nominee for tweet of the week.
Okay.
I would never be a WWE superstar. I'm a wrestler. I wrestle, but I don't do chain. Chain is boring.
Who said that?
It's from the @IndiesWrestler. Oh, it's fantastic. The other one was from, nobody on #Raw20 has gear as cool as my hooded vest with gothic cross or baggy shorts with flames. #CoolHeel.
So, Kane's a good dancer, Lindsay?
apparently, in Daniel Bryan's a crossdresser. So he's the bearded lady on the weekends.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh,
that segment was awesome.
It wasn't as epic as I saw it in my head and what we were talking about could happen,
but, Lindsay,
but it was pretty good.
Lindsay, we always, you know, go over that top with ours.
I know that, and Raw 20 was going to be way more epic than it actually was in my head, but you know what? This was a great segment. I just loved it. But then again, I'm really biased when it comes to Dr. Shelby and Kane and Brian, and I wish to God that they would make Dr. Shelby their manager.
What do you think, Mace?
It was definitely a good segment. I laughed. I still laughed at it the second time around, sir. It did its job.
That's always the key. If you laugh the second time around.
Exactly.
So it worked there. After this, we have Kane and Damian Sandow one-on-one, which saw Kane pick up the victory. Nothing much to this one, was there?
No, it was a decent match.
Yeah, it was a nice, quick little match.
Yeah. At this point, we were told we would get the announcement for the first inductee into the WWE Hall of Fame, Mick Foley. Mick Foley got his cheap pop in, and then the Shield came out. And they were going to go after Mick Foley until the Ryback showed up, and, you know, they brought him in. They got the advantage. Out came Orton, out came Sheamus, and we all thought it would be a six-man tag, but it was not to be.
I'd just like to say I would do extremely bad things with Dean Ambrose.
Do we need to play that song from True Blood?
What song?
The I Want to Do Bad Things With You song.
I don't know what that song is. I've never heard it, but I would do very bad things with Dean Ambrose. Sorry, that's what's on TV right now. So we have caught Raw on my TV, and I'm crying as Ryback just beats the fuck out of them.
After that, Ryback, he wants the Shield.
Well, so do I, but... Oh, wait, he wants them in a different way. Sorry. My mistake.
I legitimately wonder what kind of a baby face Ambrose would make.
Oh. Do you think he can actually pull it off?
I think he can. I just wonder what kind of baby face he would make. You know what I mean? Like, how good he would be.
Mm-hmm. That's a good question. But I think we're a long ways away from seeing that.
I don't know.
You're still of this opinion that they're breaking up. They're going to break them up soon.
I think eventually. I think post-WrestleMania, which to me is soon.
I guess that's soon. But it's still like 4 months away. But yeah, that's soon-ish. At this point, after this, we got a video package showcasing all the gimmicks from Raw history. This included Man Mountain Rock, Goldust the Goon, Duke the Dumpster Drosy, Beaver Cleavage, which was trending on Twitter, Bastion Booker, TL Hopper, Gilbert, Rockabilly Boogeyman, Naked Midian, and of course, William Regal's Man's Man gimmick. And so many others.
Is it wrong that I popped for Naked Minion?
No.
No, we all did.
We all did, yeah.
He's a man. Such a... Never mind, sorry. So fantastic.
Yes, instead of bringing people back for this show, they just did video vignettes because it was cheaper.
I think a lot of it had to do with the fact that we had Raw 1000 like 4 months ago.
And that they had a pay-per-view in 2 weeks.
That too.
Yeah. So I think I've seen a lot of people bitch about, you know, Raw 20 and the 20th anniversary and all that stuff. I think a lot of it just had to do with timing. Like,
exactly.
Unfortunately, it fell at a really awkward time.
Yes. But at the same time, we did get a couple legends on the show, and it was good. So we're gonna, as we continue on.
We got a couple legends, but we didn't get the legends people wanted.
No, but...
And I know a lot of people, I'm sure, are crying foul because Austin wasn't on the show. At least Austin wasn't on the show.
Yes, but there was no real purpose for Austin. If you're going to bring him back, you got to have a purpose. Which is what we were discussing last night.
I know, but yeah. I just... Go ahead.
As I said, there's no purpose for him. The only individual who I could have seen showing up tonight that would have made a lot, like, other than to do like a legend segment like they did at Raw 1000, the only person I could have seen showing up tonight that would have made sense to be there without really needing a reason was Taker.
Yeah, well, we sadly need Taker.
Unless he's going to come through the ring at Royal Rumble, whatever.
We're going to get Taker's coming. It's just a matter of time.
I'm sure he was there. I'm sure he was backstage. I told Rock, it's like I had the feeling starting last night and all throughout today that he wasn't going to be on the show tonight.
Rock, I'm with you, Lindsay. Because he what?
I'm sorry, I keep interrupting you. Go ahead.
No, I keep interrupting you. I was listening to you. I had a minute of a delay, so I apologize.
Well, if he's getting Punk at Mania, then they can't bring Taker back until after Rumble, because Punk's a little busy right now with The Rock, so it doesn't make sense to bring Taker in while Punk is still feuding with The Rock.
I guess, but you could always have him enter the Rumble.
Which, one scenario we tossed out there as we were talking about is, bring Taker back and just have him show up tonight and say he's going into the Rumble.
And it's, you know, the funny thing is with as banged up as he is, you know, and there's nothing he can do about it. He's just, it's from years of abuse on the body. As bad off as he is, the safest place for him to be is in a battle royal.
And you put him in towards the end, he doesn't have to work much, doesn't have to take a bump.
Well, you know, if you do it right, you shouldn't bump in a battle royal anyway.
Well, until the end.
Well, until you're the last
two
or three, yeah. But I mean, three you can bump, but even four is kind of...
You're stretching that a little bit at the four.
Right.
You're riding the fence for it.
Right. But he shouldn't have to bump anyway. You know, mm-hmm. All he's got to do is stand in a corner and punch people. It's the best part of Battle Royal. Don't have to work. You just sit there, walk over to somebody, I'm going to hit you. All right, flip me around, hit me. All right, let me throw my leg over the rope. Let's just sit here for 15 minutes while you try to throw me out. Fantastic.
Battle Royal's for everybody.
I remember those conversations. It's pretty much like, hey, I'm blown up. I need a break. I'm going to sit down in this corner. Pretend to trick me for a while, would you?
I got blown up on my entrance. Tell you what, throw three punches and a kick. And then like, give me the fake body slam out. I'm going to lay underneath the rope.
Yep. Do a road dog and go to sleep for half an hour.
You can! That's the greatest thing about those, is you can! Especially if, like, you get a Big Show punch, you take the knockout punch, sell it, roll out underneath the bottom rope, and then just lay there for 15, 20 minutes, and then get in, take your bumps, and then get thrown out. It's fantastic. You get a payday.
It's called the Jerry Lawler, you know, routine. Remember the one Rumble where he just laid underneath the ring forever?
Who also did that? Because I went back and, dude, I went back and I rewatched the 91 or 92, the one where Flair won the title.
92, I think.
92. I went back and rewatched that Rumble, and there was somebody else in that Rumble who did that. Was it Jake?
I can't remember at this point.
No, but that's like a great strategy, too. It's like everybody's strategy.
Underneath the ring. Moving along, so we can get this show over with. We have
why?
No, the recap of the show.
Oh.
Then we can bullshit.
Okay.
Caitlyn took on Eve for the Divas title, and this was a really good match. Maybe I'm the only one, but I thought it was really good.
Again, it's one of the better pairings that they have for the Divas division. Which is both really good and really sad at the same time. Because when you look at Eve and you look at Caitlyn, they're not the division's best workers.
No.
But they have good chemistry, they work well together, and they bring something that a lot of the other Divas pairings haven't.
And the one thing you noticed throughout this match, the fans actually got into this match. It's like they built up to doing the match, and people cared. It's like an emotional investment.
Well, what was nice was...
Go ahead, Lindsay.
What was nice was they've had really physical matches that make the fans pay attention. It's not the usual bullshit that the Divas do where they do the booty drops and the dancing and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
They actually have somewhat competitive matches, and I think that just catches the fans' attentions. So... And now everybody...
You okay now, Spock?
Bye-bye, Eve. We'll miss you, Hapor.
If you don't have the WWE app, you missed her quitting, because apparently she quit on the WWE app, which they showed later on in the show.
Whatever.
So Caitlyn is your new Divas champion. Backstage, we have Josh Matthews interviewing Brodus Clay, and they talk about what CM Punk said last week. He says he shucks and jives because he likes to shuck and jive, and, you know, CM Punk's pipe bomb is about to blow up in his face as we get CM Punk versus Brodus Clay.
Solid. Match nobody wanted to see.
I did! I didn't mind that match! You know why I didn't mind that match? Because they let Brodus Clay work the way he should be working the entire time.
It was fine.
He ran over CM Punk left and right.
Yep, and then Punk was able to take the advantage, did an elbow drop, and put in the Anaconda Vice for the victory.
And I'm going to ask you this, and I'll see if anybody picked it up on it. I'll start with Mace. What was one thing that Punk didn't do to Brodus Clay?
I don't know.
I completely
missed that this happened.
He didn't pick him up.
Because I don't think he can.
No, he can.
Can he?
He can. He absolutely can. But he didn't. Dude, he's GTS the Big Show.
When did he do that?
Carefully.
Carefully.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So yeah, CM Punk won. After he laid out his facts about, you know, he just made a 400-pound monster tap out, and he's been WWE champion for 421 days. Talks about how The Rock will come out and sing. He said, Rock will not leave the Royal Rumble. As WWE champion, he said he's the best in the world, and that's just not his opinion. That's a fact. So Punk is all serious and ready to go for the Royal Rumble. Nice little promo by Punk.
It was a good promo. The more I watch Heyman, and I... again, another wrong prediction by me, but I think Punk is going to end up going babyface after Mania. I think Heyman's going to screw him. Because I think Heyman's the one behind Brad Maddox and the Shield, and I know we've been talking about it for a while, but I think they're going, like, it's... Instead of it kind of being like a hush-hush thing now, like now it's like really obvious because you watch Paul Heyman's body language with the title. He's not protecting CM Punk. He's protecting the championship, yeah.
We shall see how that plays out over the next few months. Backstage, well, I'm playing the clip because, well, as Lindsay said, you know, my ovaries exploded on this segment.
Put it there, Rock. You think The Rock walked all the way from the other side of this arena, right here, to find you just to shake your hand? You think The Rock came here to shake your hand? congratulations on the Hall of Fame.
Well, I appreciate it. It looks like, finally, I made it into the Hall of Fame.
Finally, you did. Yeah, congrats.
Finally, the people are going to acknowledge my contributions.
Yeah, no, it's great. I love it.
Finally, in front of my... Finally? Finally.
If I didn't know any better, it would seem as though you want The Rock to say something along the lines of, finally, The Rock
and Sock
have come back to Houston. But see, Nick, not only that, not only is The Rock and Sock here in Houston live, 20th anniversary, but you got the jabroni beating, pie eating, trail blazing, please don't go to that. I like doing it by myself. Please, thank you. Trailblazing, eyebrow raising, don't be shy, don't need a disclaimer. You're not only a hardcore legend, you're a bona fide Hall of Famer.
Excuse me. Can both of you get any louder? I have a huge show to run, and I can't hear myself think. So if you don't mind, if you guys would just shut up. Now, may I remind you that this is my show, not your show, but my show. And you, Hall of Famer? WWE should be like baseball and it's like nobody. Now, can we please have it quiet? Do I make myself clear? Do you have anything to say to me? Rock?
I have nothing to say to you.
That's what I thought.
Holy peck pop of love, Rock. I thought you were getting ready to lay the verbal smackdown on her.
There's a time and a place for everything, Mick. I'm just going to tell you this. If you trust me...
You rock bottomed me last year.
Nobody remembers that. If you trust me, enjoy the Rock concert here from Houston. Congratulations.
The best part of that segment is that Foley was wanting the Rock to basically tear Vicky into one.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
I like to shout about the Hall of Fame.
That was a good one, too. No one probably
in the Baseball Hall of Fame and elect no one this year.
Bet you no one caught that. Because I didn't see any mention of that on Twitter. No one caught that.
It was hard to understand.
No one pays attention to content either.
Because there usually isn't any.
Don't make me become a presumptuous douchebag with my insider knowledge.
Please do.
Troll.
Up next, Sheamus versus the three-man band in an over-the-top rope challenge, which saw the three-man band win. Surprise?
A little.
3-on-1? Meh.
Mace is like, duh?
Well, it is the 3-man band after all. You know, they never put them over. But they did tonight in an over-the-top rope challenge, basically promoting the Royal Rumble. Then we head backstage for yet another promo.
Excuse me, John? John, I don't mean to interrupt. I know you're getting ready for a steel cage match tonight with Dolph Ziggler. It's a match designed to keep others out, but that may prove to be beneficial for you, considering your recent history with Big E Langston.
What are you doing, man? Recent history? Tonight is the 20th anniversary of Monday Night Raw! We should be talking about Austin, Rock, Kane, Taker, Game, Meat, HBK, Y2J, DOA, Hogan, Hall, Nash, Los Guerreros, Los Conquistadors, Batista, the Basham Brothers, Braden Walker. Wait. Braden Walker's never on Raw. Hell of a highlight reel, though. Recent history? Forget about it. You want to waste time talking about my recent history? This is what's happened. I ate Fruity Pebbles, became visible, got liked, got hated, posted, touted, tweeted, tooted, took a bowel movement the size of Papa Shango. Who cares? We should focus on the recent future. The recent future has me staring at Dolph Ziggler as hashtag gang of misfits in a steel cage. You listen, 3 may be company in Jack Tripper's apartment, but that house out there belongs to me. And tonight, Dolph Ziggler will do exactly what World Wrestling Federation did to Monday Night Raw 10 years ago, and that is get the F out.
Braden Walker benching on Raw.
Dude, how about the meat reference?
And DOA, the Disciples of Apocalypse.
Los Conquistadors and Papa Shango.
Great.
He
promo.
Said that as I looked up at my. He said that I immediately looked up to the ring I have in my office and looked at my Papa Shango action figure and just started laughing. I was like, "Oh my god, this is great."
How many name drops can you get in one promo?
The Alan Bojack special. That was a great
There
promo.
Was no movie references.
True. There was a
TV. There was a television reference.
There was a television reference.
Rocket had to say that. Like, wait. TV reference.
Yeah. There was a TV reference, yeah. Oh, great promo.
What was the line that we always had about Logic 2 name drops and the movie reference?
Go to bed.
Yeah.
I'd like that they put over the, he has a hell of a highlight reel.
a small little shout out to the IWC right there. The Braden Walker 3-disc set.
Available now.
On www.shop.com.
Oh. We had the Miz.
I want to get WWE 13 off of Gamefly and make Braden Walker as a creative character.
Just have
I'm sure somebody already has.
Probably.
That's how bored we are.
Should see some people they create. Other people are bored. Miz came out, did Miz TV with Ric Flair. They put over Ric Flair. They wooed a lot. They got Ric Flair to do his limousine ride, jet flying gimmick. Out came Antonio Cesaro. They had a back and forth. He said Flair and Miz embody America. He said Miz is a failed reality TV star who is more focused on fame than greatness. He said Ric Flair made $10 million and spent $20 million. And then Flair responded. Flair. No, it gets better. Flair responded with $30 million, brother.
Did he say brother?
But it says in the recap, it said $30 million, brother, in quotes. So, yeah.
Yes!
And he said the only thing the four fingers mean is that it now stands for Flair's four ex-wives. Miz got worked up, said he would pay Flair's bar tab. Boo's giving Cesaro the receipt right now. They got Ric Flair went after Cesaro, nailing with some chops. Miz hit the skull crushing finale. Flair was going for the figure four, but said Miz to do it, and he did. And then Ric Flair elbow dropped and knee dropped his suit jacket for a little bit to end the segment. It was funny. It was good. Put over Cesaro a little bit.
Actually, the only thing I was thinking through the entire segment was, oh my god, please keep your clothes on. Please, oh please, oh please keep your clothes on.
Nobody wants to see those saggy tits.
No.
Nobody.
Nobody.
I mean, mine are saggier, but Jesus, like, nobody. This is why I'm getting a singlet, because nobody wants to see my titties.
Up next, Daniel Bryan took on Cody Rhodes. Cody had a mirror to groom his mustache.
I must ask you a question.
That was the high point.
Daniel Bryan put on is it the no lock or the yes lock or whatever it is right now onto Cody Rhodes.
Can we call it the LaBelle lock?
The LaBelle lock for the victory. Backstage, we had AJ talking about different weddings. They showed the Edge and Lita wedding, the Stephanie and Triple H wedding, with you just had Langston just standing there. And then, you know, Langston chimed in saying, there was one that nearly made him shed a tear, and that was the Daniel Bryan and AJ wedding.
Did anybody else pick up on the look that Langston gave AJ?
What look?
When she first started talking about weddings, he looked at her and rolled his eyes, and he had his arms crossed, and he had this look on his face like, shut up, you crazy white bitch. Like, he just had that look on his face, and I was rolling.
Ziggler came in and said he will prove Cena's just that he's just too damn good. Ziggler said that when he wins the cage matchup, it will be the greatest show of stealing performance in the history of Monday Night Raw.
Hey, are Bryan and Kane still tag champs?
Yes.
Okay. I think that's going to be a tag match. I think that's going to be a match at Rumble is Scholars versus
Well, guess what? It's been officially announced. The Rhodes Scholars will take on Team Hell No for the tag team titles at the Royal Rumble.
For the tag titles?
Yep.
All right.
See, you know where they're going. It's been announced. Speaking of announce, we had Jim Ross on the commentary as the lead announcer for the main event, Dolph Ziggler and John Cena inside a steel cage.
Without Michael Cole.
Without Michael Cole, thank God. This was a hell of a match.
It was a great match.
These two, they have great chemistry together. Because, well, they work every day on house shows together. Still, this was really good. Really, really good. What do you think, Mace?
Extremely good match. And it's weird to say that about any Cena match. As usual, it seems that the highlight is never what's in the ring, it's what is outside of the ring, with AJ going absolutely batshit insane.
Oh, I saw that.
Having a little hissy fit on the outside.
When she started climbing the cage, I'm like, go for it, girl. Go for it. Get your ass in there and kick somebody's butt.
But all she did was climb to the top and sit.
I know.
I wanted her to jump. And take out Cena, or at least get caught by Cena and, you know, get something there. That would be good.
She'd at least get into the ring at some point.
Yeah.
It'd have been nice to see her jump down, get caught, have Cena set her down, and then, like, give her a big old smooch. You know, the old, like what Sean did to Melina.
Yeah, the whole, the baby face gives the heel the kiss, and they, you know, react poorly to it.
Right.
Yeah, that whole shtick, yeah. That would've been good.
But alas, we didn't get it.
No, we did not. A bunch of false finishes, a nice DDT off the top rope. It was off the top. John Cena ends up pinning Dolph Ziggler for the 1-2-3. And after this, we got Super Cena trending on Twitter.
Because I believe it was at one point Cena learned how to call properly, you dumb fuck. You could hear Cena going to Ziggler, get to the door, get to the door, get to the door. And the second Ziggler was close to the door, Cena was up that cage like a fucking rocket and almost made it to the other side before Ziggler could walk out the fucking door. Cena no-sold a lot of shit in this match.
Yeah. But that's Cena.
So I was going to say it's a standard John Cena match then? The reason why it's good is because Ziggler sells like a motherfucker.
The one spot I liked where the door got slammed on Cena's head was when Langston just casually walked by. It just looked like he just casually walked by and slammed the door on his face. Like nothing happened. But yes, good match. Nice main event. And then we got the Rock concert. The Rock makes fun of himself with his look from 1997. He's sang Heartbreak Hotel, which was funny, to Paul Heyman and his floppy breast. And then hell, he hasn't seen his penis in years. He said penis on television.
By the way, it's a family show. Yeah, we can say penis.
We can say penis. That's 11:15. We can say penis. They talked about his favorite curve on a woman is their smile. He then brought out Vicky Guerrero to sing Wonderful Tonight, an Eric Clapton song to her. And he said, you know, no biatch, you look horrible tonight was the basic line of the song. Called her a hooker.
That I at least laughed at. The rest of this, eh.
Breaking news, Mace left.
Yeah, the Vicky part of this was good. And by the way, Vicky, honey, you're wearing an open back dress. Don't wear a bra with it.
Yeah, I like how you said that to us, and I went, last time I checked, none of us have ever worn an open back dress.
Yeah.
That you know of.
Listen, I may have worn one once or twice while drunk, but I have no recollection. Therefore, I'm going to put that in the no column.
Then Rock became really serious and told some facts that, you know, the fact that he will be the man to stop him at the Royal Rumble, or that the man right beside you, your manager, has Twinkie tits, and that Rock said Punk was saying that facing him would be like boxing with God. Rock said Punk is not God, but God as his witness in 13 days, he will beat him for the WWE Championship. Punk wasn't too happy, whispered something to Paul Heyman, and then we got a brawl to end Monday Night Raw. And the biggest thing besides the brawl was we actually saw Finlay on television. Confirms that he's back with WWE.
Yay.
Yay.
I like this segment. I thought it was well done. It wasn't too, you know, it got let the Rock do his thing, and then we got serious at the end, which I liked. Probably the only one, but I liked it.
I liked parts of it. It's just, it was very expected. And, I mean, like I said, I laughed at the Vicky stuff. I thought the Vicky stuff was funny.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, at least from the Rock side, it's very expected. And I was thinking about this after the show, which was, it just seems like they're rehashing all the Cena stuff and using it with Punk. And it feels very much, at least from the Rock side, like it's Cena 2.0. Like, next week, if they have Rock throwing Punk shit off a bridge, then it definitely is Cena 2.0. I mean, from Punk's side of it, I like it. I like that he's being serious. I wish they would take Rock to that level. I really do. I understand why he's doing the shtick. I understand that he's doing it for the live crowd. But for the angle, I would like to see them take Rock to that level where he's serious.
And we
where he's matching Punk's intensity.
Yeah, and he did towards the end, and they brought a bit, which they did not do with John Cena, which is good that they actually look like they actually want to tear each other apart, which is something different than we've seen with The Rock.
Right.
They're making strides.
They're making strides, and I'm hoping by next week that The Rock has the same kind of tone and intensity as CM Punk does.
Mm-hmm.
Or at the very least at the Rumble he does, but I'm not 100% sure on that.
So, overall thoughts on the show? Bad, good, indifferent? Somewhere in between?
This close to the Rumble, it could have been better.
Yeah.
It seems sort of lackluster for what should be a lead up to a major pay-per-view.
It was very... Everybody take a shot going through the motions. It was very kind of expected. There weren't really any huge surprises. Because, I mean, it's like, and I guess I had my expectations up too high, because it's like, okay, it's the 20th anniversary of Raw. They're going to do something. It's going to be a little bit more, it's going to be bigger than it was last week, because it's the build-up to Rumble, it's the 20th anniversary of Raw, they're going to do something. And it just, for what it was good, it just wasn't...
It wasn't what you hoped it was going to be.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be way better. Especially after last week, because last week was a good show.
Yes, this week was a step backwards from last week, but last week was really good. This week was good. And compared to a month ago, this was better than that.
But when you're leading into a major pay-per-view,
mm-hmm.
and you're leading into WrestleMania season, every show needs to be that good. I'm sorry, it does. Because you're trying to grab your audience, you're trying to grab people to say, hey, I really want to buy the Royal Rumble. I really want to buy that pay-per-view. And right now, at least for me, and I don't know about anybody else listening or anybody else here, they're not doing anything to sell me on the Rumble. I'm not going, I want to buy this pay-per-view. And tonight really didn't help because it's just kind of, eh?
We'll see what they do next week as they go home. And we'll see what they want on SmackDown because they've been following things up. At least last week they did. So we'll see what they do tomorrow night, on Friday night, I should say. And then next week, they got time. They got time to sell you on the show. So with that being said, since no one else wants to talk, we'll wrap up the show tonight.
I thought it was okay. I mean, it was a decent show. Like I said, I think what made it suffer, it being a 20th anniversary, was that we had Raw 1000,
mm-hmm.
You know, a few months ago, and the fact that Royal Rumble's coming up. So, you know, I think timing hurt it, but it's fine to me. You know what I mean? Like, I get it.
Oh, I get it too, and I have no problems with the show, but I see Lindsay's point. They need to do more to sell the pay-per-view.
They do, but you gotta remember, there's 2 weeks left. There's two Raws left.
One Raw left.
How you figure?
Next week.
Well, you got two SmackDowns and a Raw.
Yes.
You have three shows to set it up. They have more that they're gonna do.
That's what I just said before. Yes. Well, they have time. We'll see what they do.
So
that's our show for the night. Wrap up the show tonight.
Still have to pick a name.
Well, Any last suggestions for a name, anyone? Because he may just come out as Bruiser Stein. So, see how that
or
goes.
Schmidt.
Or Schmidt.
Bruiser Schmidt.
Bruiser Schmidt. That's not bad.
I like Schmidt.
Schmidt's not bad. And it rolls off the tongue, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, we'll wrap up the show. Maybe people will throw out a suggestion as we do.
I want to do bad things with you.
Yes!
Tomorrow night, it's Kayfabe Wrestling Radio with Alan Wojcik at 9 p.m. Eastern. Join him as he will be talking to the one, the only, the Honky Tonk Man. And apparently,
and apparently,
Cassie Riley will be on the show to talk up his BCS win from a couple weeks ago. And who knows what else Alan will do, but it's Kayfabe Wrestling Radio at 9 p.m. Eastern. Wednesday night, it's just another goddamn wrestling show with Jed Schaefer, Brian Blatty, Scott Barron, Cheap Wood Pounding at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, and then the hockey show at 11 p.m. Eastern. Thursday night, it's The Rack with Lindsay Ward.
Yeah, we're going to be talking to Matt Goldberg, the director, producer, creator of Terrified. He's going to give us a follow-up interview to our wonderful interview with Tara last week, and he's going to tell us all about the documentary, when it's going to be released, and any future projects he may have. We're also going to be talking all about TNA and WWE, so tune in and listen.
Supposedly. See what happens at 9 p.m. Eastern on Friday night. It's just is another edition of the Wake Up Call with Johnny Cashmere. Saturday night, midnight edition, it's CB Radio, the weird, wacky, unusual. Sunday night, it's Wrestle Talk Radio at 10 p.m. Eastern. On the program, we will be talking to CAW superstar Kamikaze. So, if you want to check that out, that's at 10 p.m. Eastern on Sunday night. We'll be back next week for another edition of the Raw Post Show, 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork. Follow us on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio. Vote for us. Vote for The Rack. Vote for Wrestle Talk Radio at WrestlingRadioAwards.com. Vote for interviews with Edge and Maxine. Go to WrestlingRadioAwards.com. Vote once an hour and help support the Wild Talk Radio Network. Follow Lindsay on Twitter at LindsWord, at the Mace thing, at Smug underscore guy until he changes it to screw with Alan Wojcik. Follow our sponsors at PW Mania, at Memorabilia Lane. Go to memlanepromo.com. Go buy autographs from RVD, Mr. Anderson, and Kurt Angle for $8 by using the promo code ROCKSOCK.
Because you know, I change my Twitter handle every week.
I know. And then because if I don't say it right now, Lindsay will kill me, go to CassidyRiley.net.
For all your Cassidy Riley needs, buy his merchandise and listen to him tomorrow on Kayfabe. Update to be put up probably tomorrow.
So for Mace, who took another sick day just to be with all you fine people.
No, he didn't.
No, I took a sick day because I was sick and I felt like I'm going to be sick again.
And for Spug, and of course for Lindsay Ward, I'm Sir Rock, and we'll see you next Monday night for the Raw Post Show live right here across the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Woo!